get some perspective on the overall team's performance on day one, and then if we can just go through each one of the three athletes that are with us. Alex, obviously, if you can answer in both English and French. So we'll start with you, Justin.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good day today for us. Alex finished exactly where he was last year. It was nice to see him back in the top 10. And Ivan had a personal best in the prologue today, so that was good to see. I think Ivan's in good shape. And Devin and Lenny are both very close, but will be in the group, will most likely 99.9% form back together. So they're still in contact enough to be signed for tomorrow's pursuit, classic pursuit race. So overall, though, we had great speed today. The technicians did a fantastic job. And, yeah, looking forward to the rest of the tour.
Okay. Ivan, maybe we'll start things off with you from the athlete side of things.
Like Justin said, it was a pretty good day for us. We need personal best in the prologue, so I think I'm pretty satisfied with the result. And just the beginning, but yeah, pretty excited to start another one. With now four of us here with Tony, and pretty good to see full team on the tour with our new bus. And I'm sure it's going to be even better.
Okay, and Lenny, it was your first your tour debut today. Maybe just give some perspective on what it was like out there today and thoughts on your performance.
I was fairly satisfied with my performance today. I just I felt good for most of it, but in the end I decided I placed it wrong, but that's the start of the year, and I felt pretty good considering that my pacing is awful today.
Okay, and Alex, you matched your sixth-place start from last year. You said to me earlier today that sixth place may have been a stronger performance than last year. Talk about the start to the tour and what that means for you going forward.
Yeah, just the beginning. It's a prologue, so it's like nobody wins the tour today. Nobody loses it. So, but it's just, I think I'm happy with the way I was feeling, especially with a rougher start of the season. Before Christmas, I had no top 10s, and my best place was just up as 11th, so now it's good to be back in the top 10, and yeah, the exact same result as last year, but it feels like it was totally different. Like last year, I finished the race really, like I was really spent. I had to work really hard, the legs were really stiff in the end, and in the evening, I remember yesterday, like being pretty tired already, but today it totally different. I felt I went as hard as I could, obviously, but I felt like a few spent at the end and recovered pretty fast after. So I think moving forward could be a bit better for the overall team. And now in French, so c'est une bonne journée pour moi. La sixième position, c'est ça, c'est très satisfaisant. Avec un début de saison un peu difficile que j'ai eu aucune. Mon meilleur résultat, c'était 11e place à Calmont, donc mon premier calcul de la saison. C'est le même résultat que j'ai eu l'an dernier ici sur ce prologue-là, mais je me sens quand même beaucoup mieux que l'an passé. L'an passé, ça avait été assez difficile pour moi chercher cette sixième place-là. J'avais passé la ligne d'arrivée. Il avait vraiment fallu que j'aille rouger dans mes réserves pour.
Okay, we'll open it up for questions. If you can just state your name and media outlet before your question, I would appreciate it.
Benjamin Sadovoy from Ski Tracks Magazine. This is a question for Alex Harvey. Hi, Alex. How you doing? Great day for you today. You know, when you came across the finish line, you grabbed your skis and you gave a smile and pointed to your skis. Talk about your skis today and the conditions out there. It looked like a tough course.
Yeah, the skis were really good. We went on brand new skis. It was the first time I skied on those skis, and the wax technician did a great job finding those there, having a good good like grinding, good structure on them, and obviously the wax was really fast today. I felt in the downhills, I think I was one of the fastest today, and the course, there's some tricky downhills here, so yesterday with Ivan we did some intensity, and I noticed he was much faster than me on the downhill, so he kind of passed me on a good one or two tricky corners, so that was good today, and the conditions were, it was kind of, like Ivan said, it rained a bit overnight, and it was, yesterday was really hard pack and icy, but now it became pretty soft, sugary, with still a firm base at the bottom, so it wasn't sinking too much, but we had a couple of inch of sugary snow on top, yet still wet, so it was still a bit stuffy, and really windy going into the finish, super long stadium here, so the time was, like, almost a minute, like, 30 seconds lower than last year, I think, that was the winning time, or even more, maybe close to a minute, so it was definitely some of the slowest conditions we've been in.
Thank you. Just a second question. You know, the start to the season for you guys was really tough with the schedule and the two races in Canada.
Blue hole.
How important was that break for you in between Canmore and the race today?
It was for sure a rougher start to the season, but somewhat expected. Maybe we didn't expect it to be, that and kind of hit the bit of the starting button. You know, at the start, go ahead with the first stage of the tour and be back in the top 10 for me. It's my first top 10 of the season, and I feel like I belong in the top 10, so it's good to be back and, to be back where I feel like I belong. So it's nice to know that and to see Ivan having a personal best, but he had a really good start of the season. So,
great, thank you. Well, it's great to see you guys back up there again. Thanks.